on Hits 96. Very special guest joining me in studio right now. He goes by the name of Bias. How are we doing, sir?
Good afternoon, everybody. We're doing well. Thank you so much for having me on today, man.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming back. You said you were going to come back. I'm glad that you called in on that that offer that I gave you not too long ago.
Absolutely.
And we did some stuff with 5090 South, the furniture store. Shout out to them, of course.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of hot off The Voice over on NBC.
Yeah, man.
Do you miss those guys over at The Voice?
I miss those guys. I especially miss Gwen, but
yeah,
she did. She shot me a text yesterday, man.
Excellent.
So that really meant a lot to me.
So it's good. So you do stay in touch.
I do.
You're
stay
part of the
touch.
Family now.
That's hopefully. I mean, I don't know if I'd call it that, but we're close. You know
Very
what I mean?
Very cool. Well, again, congratulations on all the success when it comes to the show.
Thank you, man.
It was a top nine contestant
top
and all
nine,
of that.
Correct. Semifinals.
Wonderful experience.
Yeah.
And we talked all about that, but you told us that you were working on some new music.
Absolutely.
Some original stuff.
Yeah.
And then you were going to come back and play it for us, and we have that.
We're here, baby.
We're here.
We're here, Gino.
But before we get to Lake of Fire, which is the name of the track, let's talk about some of the stuff that you have been doing locally and out in the world, because you've been pretty busy. I've been following you on social media. I want people to follow you, Officially Bias. They can
find you.
We're all
Thank
linked
you for
up.
The plug.
Of course. Of course. First, I guess, should we start off with the Songbirds thing that you just
Let's
recently
do it.
Did? Okay,
yeah.
So Songbirds Foundation, we've worked with them in the past, a wonderful organization. They work with a charity called Guitars for Kids. You decided to do a show for them and donating all of the proceeds earned right to that charity.
Correct.
Talk about that experience and what that meant to you.
It was a fantastic night, man. It honestly just felt like I wanted people to feel like, you know, they're coming to really get a guitar in a kid's hands. You know, you're not coming to see me. You're coming for a free show. I'm just going to have a fun time. You know, we're all going to have a great time, and you guys are helping some local kids out.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm going to be able to go into schools, and I'm literally going to be able to hand these kids guitars
awesome.
And see the smile on their face and give them a guitar lesson. I think I'm teaching like 50 kids. So
cool.
It's going to be really, really cool, man.
That
I'm
is.
Excited. 50
and what a
guitars.
Great way to give back. Obviously, this is your passion. This is something that you are a quote-unquote expert in at this point. Still learning
Try
yourself.
Try
but at the same time, to be able to do that and show kids that what you've done and to let them go and blossom into their own music.
That's what it's all about, man. It's all about giving back. And if there's anything that I've learned through even just being on the show, you know, I want to give back to the people that invested into me, because I wouldn't be where I am if it weren't for those people.
Sure, sure. Yeah, and then Songbirds, the foundation, is just wonderful anyway.
Yeah.
And I was obviously at their newer location that they just opened up.
Way.
I haven't been over to the new location yet. I got to get over there.
Oh, dude, you're missing out.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Fantastic.
Speaking of performances, your next big Chattanooga performance anyway is coming up in June. You are going to be part of Riverfront Nights.
That's correct. I'm so excited.
And we were talking a little bit before we get on the air here. That's kind of the thing this summer, mainly because Riverbend has taken a year off. Moon River is on a little bit of a hiatus. So it's kind of the big focus for at least Chattanooga and the music scene here.
Yeah.
And for you to be a part of it. That's
I'm
a big
excited,
deal.
Man. I'm hoping people will come out, and you know, with it being one of the only things, I think that'll be a good opportunity for everybody to get together and have a great time.
And I know you're one of the opening acts for one of the things, but I know that the event goes on end of May right through the whole summer.
Absolutely.
So we want to check out all of the fantastic music.
Absolutely.
But you'll be up in June. We'll have to have you come back, and we'll remind everyone
Let's
to make
do
sure
it.
We get you on the on that stage for that. And then what else is going on? I know that you have a bunch of things in the works.
Yeah, I just recorded actually 4 new songs.
Already?
So I'm really excited about that. And we've got a new song coming out next month that I'm really excited about. And so, I don't know. You guys are just going to be able to hear, you know, my voice and what I believe and what I believe to be true. So I'm excited to share that with you guys.
Excellent. I want to give you credit, too, because you obviously had the launching pad that is The Voice. And I know you're doing other things and you have gone beyond Chattanooga. I'm not saying that, but you are still doing
Absolutely.
Songbirds. You're still doing Riverfront Nights and giving back to the community here and being a part of that. And I think people appreciate that, because sometimes when that happens, these stars might claim a certain area, they go off, and we never hear from them again.
Right.
So it's very cool that you have come back and been able to do both. I know that you're working on a bunch of new stuff, new music, and then festivals and more in your future.
Yeah, I'm super excited, man. You know, I didn't know what to expect coming off the show.
Right.
But Chattanooga, I did know what to expect with them. They are always going to be supportive. The people are supportive. The town, the community is all supportive.
Yeah.
I just love living in this city.
I do too, man. That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here. So, again, congratulations to you. Thank you for coming back and doing this. Let's talk about this new song.
Let's talk about it.
Lake of Fire. What's the backstory? How was it written? Why'd you write it? The production, I think you worked with a couple of cool producers, if you mentioned last time.
Yeah.
So tell us about Lake of Fire. What should we know before we hear it?
Well, we had one of Jelly Roll's producers produce it, and he's a big influence of mine, Jelly Roll is, and just the way that he, you know, is a people person. He just cares about people more than he cares about the music aspect of it. And mm-hmm. I think that reflects in his music. So through Lake of Fire, I just want it to be, you know, a reflective moment for people. I want them to be able to think about, you know, the things that they may be dealing with or struggling with and figure out a way to get through it, because there's always the other side, right? There's always a light at the end of the tunnel. Mm-hmm. And I want people to be able to recognize that when they're dealing with a hard time, when they're dealing with something, that there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Cool. How did it feel to put your own words to paper and to be able now to sing your own songs? Obviously, you were singing on The Voice, singing all kinds of stuff, and everything's been thrown at you. But this is an original. This is something from you.
Yeah, and it's really awesome, man, to be able to show people that I have my own music.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just something that I just thought of real quick. And no, this is stuff that... it's been thought about for a while, and it's been meditated on, and, you know, we've had professionals work on it, you know, to make it sound like it needs to sound.
And it sounds fantastic.
I appreciate it.
I really do enjoy it, and halfway through the song, everything hits, and it's like, ooh, it feels good.
I love the drop.
Yeah, the drop. And you guys are going to hear it in a matter of seconds here, but it's worth it. Lake of Fire, you can also check out the lyric video, post it up on YouTube, and we'll make sure to link that up at hits96.com. And all of your socials. We mentioned it before, but I want to make sure everybody gets it. Officially Bias. It's B-I-A-S. Officially B-I-A-S on all social media platforms. You can also go to officiallybias.com. I know you get all kinds of things happening, and we're proud of you. We're going to support you.
Thank you, Gina.
Which way. So
you're the man, buddy.
Thank you for stopping by today. This has been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Are you
as
ready?
As always.
Ready for the Hits 96 debut of Lake of Fire?
Let's do it, dude. I'll get my phone ready.
Here we go. This is Bias. Lake of Fire right here on Hits 96.